Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahabiryam Karabhavahai, Tejasvinapati Tamastu Mahavishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
I did turn it on and take it in there.
Are you really going inside?
In the work of you.
She has a toy, that'll be good. What would we do without children and animals?
It's easy to find Arjun. Just go to the computer and there I'll be.
Or he's a leader also.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's start with, give you all a chance to get settled here. We're going to start with Yes Chenda Sa.
Oh, it's sunny.
I'm again making a plug for you all to memorize Yes Chenda Sa, and now the next one we're going to learn Aham Vrakshasya Leliva. These are things that sadhus chant every day, and they are for Medha Shakti, memory, for the Yes Chenda Sa, and the Aham Vrakshasya Leliva, another one that we're going to learn today, which we all know, but I'm going to go through it. That's for Jnana, you know, so for the Medha, the memory, and for Jnana. And also the Yes Chenda Sa, as we've been through, it's also for having a surrounding that's conducive to knowledge, adequate wealth in terms of health and what you need to survive, and just in samsara, just to have adequate your needs met, and also to be studying and teaching. And to have enough good students that are there. See, I appreciate all of you.
Well, we appreciate you.
But it allows this pramana to be functioning. You need a teacher and you need students, and it allows that satsang to be there. And so they have a tremendous value for that in the shastra. You know, because it allows for the continuation. It's very beautiful. So these two, and as we go through the second one. Second mantra, which is a very famous mantra. See, that's for owning this vision. Okay. Beautiful. So let's start with Yes Chenda Sa. Yes Om Yes Chenda Sa Mrishabho Vishvarupaha Chando Pyo Tyamrita Atsam Papuva Samendro metaya asranotu anatasya devatarano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jehva me matmatama karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam brahmanakoshasi metaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya avahanti vitanvana Kurvana chiramatmanaha Vasakunsi mamagavascha
Annapane cha sarvada tatho me shriyamavah lomasham pashibhis sahaswaha amayantu brahmacharina swaha vimayantu brahmacharina swaha pramayantu brahmacharina swaha tamayantu brahmacharina swaha shamayantu brahmacharina swaha yasho jane sani swaha shreyan vasya so sani swaha tantva bhagat pravishani swaha sama bhagat pravisha swaha tasmin sahasrashake nibagahan tvayi mrije swaha yathapa pravatayanti yathamasa aharjaram evam mam brahmacharinah dhatarayanti sarvata swaha prativeshasi pramabhahi pramapadyasva.
Let's go to Om Iti Brahma. Pranavopasanam, Om Iti Brahma. If you're using this, it's on page 19 at the bottom. If you're using the other one, I don't have it.
Page 7.
Page 7, Om Iti Brahma. Which one are you using, Ed?
You've
got this one. You look at page 19.
17, 18, 19. Okay.
The bottom, Om Iti.
Oh, yes.
The front of the... Right. We'll try this paragraph together. Om iti brahma, om iti divum sarvam, om idyetad anukriti hasmava apyo shravayetya shravayanti, om iti samani gayanti, Ogum shomiti shastrani shigum santi. Om idyadvaryuv pratigaram pratigranati. Om iti brahma prasauti. Om idyagnihotram anujanati. Om iti brahmanah pravakshannah brahmopa apnuvaniti. Brahmaivopa apnoti. You need to practice. Using Vagishananda. This one I'll practice with you. Repeat after me.
Ritancha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Ritancha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Satyancha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Satyancha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Tapascha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Tapascha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Tamascha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Tamascha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Shamascha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Shamascha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Agnayascha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Agnayascha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Agnihotrancha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Agnihotrancha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Atithayascha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Atithayascha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Manushancha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Manushancha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Prajacha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Prajacha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Prajanascha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Prajanascha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Prajatischa swadhyaya pravachane cha. Prajatischa swadhyaya pravachane cha. Satyamiti satyavacharati taraha. Satyamiti satyavacharati taraha. Tapa iti tapo nityav paurushishtihi. Tapa iti tapo nityav paurushishtihi. Swadhyaya pravachane eveti nako madgalyaha. Swadhyaya pravachane eveti naho malgalyaha taditapas taditapaha. They're all short. Taditapas taditapaha. Okay, let's chant this from Ritam together. Ritam cha swadhyaya pravachane cha satyam cha swadhyaya pravachane cha tapas cha swadhyaya pravachane cha tamas cha swadhyaya pravachane cha shamas cha swadhyaya pravachane cha agnayas cha swadhyaya pravachane cha agnihotram cha swadhyaya pravachane cha atithyascha swadhyaya pravachane cha manushyam cha swadhyaya pravachane cha prajacha swadhyaya pravachane cha prajanascha swadhyaya pravachane cha prajatischa swadhyaya pravachane cha satyamiti satyavacharati taraha tapa iti tapo nityapaurushishtihi Swadhyaya pravachane eveti nako malgalyaha taditapas taditapaha. For those who have been in this class for a long time, we know this one. We're going to relearn it and translate it again. Okay. So repeat after me. Aham vrikshasya.
Aham vrikshasya.
Reiriva.
Reiriva.
Aham vrikshasya. Reiriva.
Aham vrikshasya. Reiriva.
Aham vrikshasya. Reiriva.
Aham vrikshasya. Reiriva.
Kirtif prishtam.
Kirtif prishtam.
Kirtif prishtam. To do the sandhi, aham vrikshasya reiriva. Okay, one word, reiriva. Aham vrikshasya reiriva. Kirtihi prishtam girehi iva. I always tell the people this, the first one ends in reiriva, long a. The second one is girehi iva. And what tends to happen is both get pronounced as a long ah, because the first one is ah, but if the first one is reiriva, the second ends in gireiriva, ah, okay? Mm-hmm. So, let's just go through and then I'll translate the whole thing as a section. Then, urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro.
Vajiniva.
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 Smritam asmi. Oh, sorry. Swamritam asmi.
Swamritam asmi.
Swamritam asmi.
Swamritam asmi.
So, urdhva pavitraha.
Urdhva pavitraha.
Vajini eva.
Vajini
Eva. So Vajini Eva.
Vajini Eva.
Swamitram.
Swamitram.
Asmi.
Asmi.
Swamritam. Sorry. Swamritam. Swamritam asmi.
Swamritam asmi.
Then Dravinagum.
Dravinagum.
Savarchasam.
Dravinagum.
Dravinagum. Savarchasam. Dravinam. Savarchasam.
Sumedha.
Sumedha.
Amritokshitaha.
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 Amritokshitaha. Sandhi. Sumedhaha.
Sumedhaha.
Now, this is going to, we'll see when we do the translation. this is going to break either, and either will be fine, as amrito akshitaha, where the O drops. Usually you see an avagraha there, amrito akshitaha. Sometimes, especially in Vedic Sanskrit, they don't put the avagraha. Right? The avagraha stands for a silent A. So you can break this as two words, amrito akshitaha, which would be amritaha akshitaha. Okay? Or it can be amrita as a compound, ukshitaha, where the A plus the U makes O. So we'll look at both meanings. So amrito akshitaha. Sumedaha amrito amrataha akshitaha, or amrita ukshita, ukshitaha is a compound. Okay? Iti. Krishankor. Vedanu vachanam. Trishankoho. Vedanu vachanam. Veda anuvachanam, a compound. Veda anuvachanam, Veda anuvachanam. Okay. So let's look at the meaning. You see the very last line, iti trishankoho, from trishanku, genitive singular. Veda anuvachanam. Thus, because these first two lines are a mantra, that Trishanku is a rishi, and rishi who had gained self-knowledge, so he was considered a Kshatriya Brahmanishta, somebody who was very mature in his knowledge and was an embodiment of knowledge. Trishanku. Trishankoho is the genitive singular. And so the Veda, anuvachanam, this is what he said, vachanam. This is the mantra, he's talking about the mantra, the vachanam. These words, anuvachanam, came after Veda. Veda here means Vedanam. These words, the vachanam, anu means after, Veda means Vedanam, after knowing. So after gaining knowledge, after seeing. So after becoming a jnani, right? A Brahma jnani, a rishi who is embodying this knowledge. So this mantra appeared in his mind after knowing. Veda means Vedana, knowing. Mm-hmm. Anu after. So Anu Vachanam. Okay? So these words appeared, this mantra appeared to Trishanku. So Veda Anu Vachanam Trishanku, Trishankoho. This mantra appeared, came to Trishanku. Trishanku had this mantra appear in his vision. And because this mantra appeared to Trishanku, who was a Brahmajnani, this mantra is considered his sankalpa. And they say that by the student chanting this mantra, the grace of this mantra will give this antakarna shuddhi and brahmavidya to the sisha who chants it. And not just because of the content of the mantra, but because they say it's Trishanku sankalpa. The power of the mantra is meant to bless you to gain this vision. And so the Yaschanda Sa is always chanted in order to gain the Medha Shakti, the memory and the intelligence and the brilliance of mind to be able to totally hold this vision. And this mantra that we're going to learn now is in order to really gain the vision. So one is to gain the antakarna shuddhi and the mind and the medha shakti so that you're ready for it. And then this is to actually give you this knowledge. Okay? It's considered to be a lot of grace in this mantra. So now this is Trishanku talking. This is the vision, the mantra that appeared to him. Aham means I. Vrikshasya, literally, of the tree, Rediva. Rediva means the one who impels, who brings forth the tree. And the vriksha is meaning here the tree of samsara. So vriksha is often in the bhashas, you'll see there are many quotes where the vriksha is the tree of samsara. So it says, I am, meaning I am the cause, I am the one who brings forth the manifestation of knowledge, the manifestation of the creation. I am the one who brings forth this vriksha, means the whole Maya Upadi.
And really was, and is that instrumental?
No, it's in nominative. I am the one who's the bringer for. Okay. Aham vrikshasya reriva. So, I am the one from whom this creation comes. I'm the one who you know, impels or puts forth the creation. So he's talking now. I am Brahman is how he's talking, right? I am the karanam. I am Brahman who is the cause of this creation.
Ishwara?
Oh, it's Brahman because I'm the one from whom the whole creation has come. So it's with the Maya Upadi, right? So the Vriksha will include the Maya Upadi. Kirtihi, fame. So we'd say Mama Kirtihi, understood, my fame. Prishtam girehe eva. Prishtam means like the ridge. Like if you have a huge mountain, the very ridge, the very top of the mountain is prishtam. So the edge, the ridge of the mountain. Girehe from Giri mountain is eva, like. Like the ridge of the mountain, like the peak of a mountaintop. So the idea in the Bhasha, my fame, my kirti, my glory, my fame, reaches clear up to the top of the mountain. Means it pervades everywhere. And when we say Bhagawan Yeshas, one's fame is part of Bhagawan, right? Because there is, Bhagawan is the one from whom the entire creation has come, and Bhagawan is the one who is adored by beings throughout the world, right? So I am, Trishanku is talking as Bhagawan here, as Brahman. I am the whole. I am Ishwara. There is no one who is more well-known or more praised or more adored than me. Right? Because all of the Vedas adore, for one thing, adore Ishwara and adore Brahman. So my fame has gone all the way to the ridge of the mountains. So my fame, literally, mama, you put, because in Sanskrit they don't put these like my or your. They often leave that out, so you have to add it. So my kirtihi, literally just says kirtihi, the fame is like the ridge of a mountain. So to understand what he means, my fame has pervaded clear up to the top of the creation.
Is this praise or actuality, like everybody knows Abraham Lincoln?
No, he's talking for himself as a jnani. Mm-hmm. I am the one who's the cause of the whole creation. My fame pervades up to the ridge of a mountain. Means it goes everywhere. It's everywhere. It goes clear up to the top, is the idea. It's a metaphor. Okay? Okay, then. Urdhva pavitraha. Urdhva means that which is above. So here, above means the karanam, because the roots are above, the tree is below. That's the often image that's quoted in the Vedas and in the Bhagavad Gita. The roots are urdhvam, above. That means the karanam, the cause. So I am the cause, means Brahman. Who is pavitraha, the great purifier? So you can, pavitra means purifying. I am the purifying cause, or I am the cause, the urdhvam, which is pure. But pavitra means actually purifying. So Brahman is the one who is most pure. And there's so many upasanas and meditations where the mind, and it came earlier in the Taittiriya itself, where the mind dips into Brahman, into the cause, in order to be bathed, in order to be purified. Mm-hmm. So I am that cause which is purifying, because Brahman is the most pure.
But urdhva means above, you said?
Mm-hmm. But it's used for cause, the karanam. Because if we're using the tree image, mm-hmm. the roots above means Brahman is the root of the tree, and the tree is below. The branches are below. So urdhva is what means above. It's being used symbolically as cause, which comes in other places of the Vedas.
So the root is considered above, sort of like.
It's like this. It's an image, okay? Mm-hmm. We think of a tree coming up from the ground, but if you think of the tree coming down, then the roots are above, the roots are unseen. It means the roots are Brahman. And then the tree manifests from Brahman. Like the roots come down from the heavens. But the heavens are also part of samsara. So what is even above the heavens is Brahman. So if you have to kind of meditate on it. It's a commonly used metaphor. The roots above, the branches below. The roots above mean the karanam, the cause. which is Brahman. So the word for that is urdvam. So that which is above, used for karanam. So the cause, the urdvam, that which is above, is pavitra, purifying. Or you can say that cause which is absolutely pure. Or the cause which is purifying, which will take it back to the previous.
So the branches are the changing creation?
Mm-hmm. The tree itself is the creation. Then, vajin means the sun. Vajini means in the sun, like in the sun. Swamritam asmi. I am the swamritam, means the ananda, the wholeness, the fullness. It's another name for Brahman, which is in the sun. Vajini really means that which is the food that exists in the sun. It means the sun is completely, in a sense, anam, it stands for the ananda. The sun is completely full, and then its rays, you know, go to everybody. So that's also an image. So when they say, I am the swamritam, I am that which is the most sacred, the most blessed, all ananda, the nectar. I am like the nectar in the sun, right? The ananda in the sun. The sun is going to stand for Bhagavan, for Ishwara. With the eyes, and the individual will like be talked about in terms of the eyes, or the Vyashti Upadhi. The sun will be viewed as like the eyes of the Lord. So when we say, I am the ananda in the sun, it's referring to Ishwara. I am the ananda in Ishwara. Which is Ishwara.
Swamritam, is that swa of
Su-amritam.
Su-amritam.
Su-amritam. That amritam means nectar. Mm-hmm. Su means that very beautiful, very beautiful nectar, which is ananda. So I'm the Satchit Ananda in the sun. So it's Mahavakya, right? Because it's a Mahavakya because it says, I am. If I am the Ananda in the sun, then I am the whole. Right? So, Dravinagum. Dravinam means wealth. Savarchasam means that luminous or illustrious, that shining wealth. And in the Bhasha, they say is that there's two forms of wealth. One is the wealth, the material wealth that you experience through your eyes. And the other is the spiritual wealth that you gain through, actually you gain it through hearing, but it shines brilliantly in the mind. So this dravinam, this wealth, is self-luminous, it's illustrious. It's not the wealth of the world, it's the wealth of the mind that takes place in the mind. So it's another word for brahmavidya. I am that wealth, which is that self-luminous wealth, which is Brahman. So that's one way of taking it. I am the dravinam. I am the wealth which is self-shining, which is luminous, which is the word for Brahman, because there is no greater, nothing, there is no more greater wealth than Brahman, because Brahman is everything. So I'm that wealth which is Brahman. Another way that they take it is, I am the wealth which is savarchasam, born of brahmavidya. I am the wealth which is born of brahmavidya, born of this knowledge of Brahman that allows me to be ignani. So you can take either way. Either way, either I am the wealth which is the knowledge of Brahman. Right? For then, if you take it like that, it's not. Then you take it. Let me get back to the Bhasha. Either I am the wealth which is Brahman, savarchasam, or the wealth, the dravinam, which is born of Brahma Vidya, is for me. I have that. Then you have to add I have. Either I have the wealth which is born of Brahma Vidya, or I am the wealth which is Brahman. Either way is said in the Bhasha. Having to add these things, either the mys or mamas or whatever, is very common in the Vedas. You have to fill in the blanks in English.
What's common?
Adding some words like pronouns. In Sanskrit, they don't use all of these pronouns. Like here, they're using mama. You can use either mama or aham. Right? Mama would be I have that.
aham would be I am that. Okay. Then sumedhaha, from sumedha, sumedhaha. Medha is intelligence or memory or intelligence. Here it says sumedhaha amrita, I am that sumedha, that intelligence, which is, and here by intelligence they're going to be the intelligence which is Brahman plus Maya, which is Ishwara. I'm the apps, because from me the whole creation comes as manifest knowledge. So I am that intelligence which is Amrita, this is one way to take it, which is Amrita and Akshita. Amrita means immortal, without, free from death. And Akshita means Avyayaha. Avyayaha means it's not only immortal, free from death, it's immutable also. Not only does it's free from time, free from change. That's taking it as Amritaha and Akshitaha. I am Amrita, immortal, and Akshita, free of change, free of immutable is a good word. So I am that infinite intelligence, the one from whom the whole creation comes, which is manifest infinite knowledge. So I am that, sumedhaha, which is free from time, immortal, and immutable. Or Akshita Ukshitaha. I am the one who is absorbed in Ukshita, absorbed in Amrita Ananda. I am that sumedhaha who am resolved in, absorbed in from Ukshita, pervaded by, absorbed in, pervaded by Amrita. Amrita can mean the Ananda or that or the immortal Brahman. Either way you can take. Then iti, thus, trishankoho, genitive, we would say like this, trishanku had this genitive, this Veda Anuvachanam. These words came to Trishanku after Vedana, after knowing, after gaining knowledge. For those of you who had this, you know, I'm going to school today and I'm thinking of, I've given some of you this book, right? Who doesn't have this book? One, two,
what
three.
Is it?
This is
what
this
is.
Yeah. You
the
have
transcript.
It? Yeah, the transcript, you brought it?
Yeah.
It's a little heavy going, but it's really worth having. Before I give class, I do the Bhasha, but I also always read this. There's a lot of Sanskrit in it, but, you know, you'll grow into it. I'll try to get some. My copy's falling apart. This is only volume one of the copy. What this is the raw transcript. John Morin has done an edited transcript where he's gone through it, but I like the raw transcript because it's exactly what Swamiji said. It's not edited. You know, you have the raw too?
This.
You've got this. Okay, good.
From a long time, you gave that out a long time.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. So he has several pages on this that is well done.
These words, was that by his creative intelligence, or how these words came to
mind? They say the mantras appear to the mind of the, not the, does it come out of the ego or out of the intellect thinking it through.
Mm-hmm.
It comes as the rishi, these mantras come as visions to the rishis. So they see it, you know. Just as if you were to have a dream or something, it's not you thinking it, it appears to you.
Or is it because the knowledge is so well known that the words come in that format?
Well, you could say that, but when they're talking about a mantra that's in the Vedas, they say it came from the Bhagawan like breathing and appears in the mind of the rishi.
So would that be the level that's just above para, of those sort of four levels of cognition of sound? You know, they say that there's four levels. There's the para level, which is basically Brahman. And then there's the one right above, which sounds like this.
I don't know. I don't know what those levels are.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know para and apara, but I don't know it in the four levels in the reference to sound. So I'd like to know. You could tell me and you find out exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Let's try chanting it. Aham vrikshasya reriva. Aham vrikshasya reriva. Aham vrikshasya reriva. Aham vrikshasya reriva. Aham vrikshasya reriva.
Aham vrikshasya reriva.
Kirti prishtam gireriva.
Kirti prishtam gireriva.
Kirti prishtam gireriva.
Kirti prishtam gireriva.
Kirti prishtam.
Kirti prishtam.
Kirti prishtam.
Kirti prishtam gireriva.
Gireriva. Gireriva.
Gireriva.
Kirti prishtam gireriva.
Kirti prishtam gireriva.
Urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Swamritam asmi.
Swamritam asmi.
Swamritam asmi.
Swamritam asmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Swamritam asmi.
Swamritam asmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Swamritam asmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Swamritam asmi. Urdhva pavitro va. Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Swamritam asmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Swamritam asmi. The E and the O will be as long because of the conjunct consonant after the short E. Urdhva pavitro. See, urdhva pavitro. That makes it a long mantra, right? Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro
vajiniva.
Vajiniva.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva.
Swamritam asmi.
Swamritam asmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Swamritam asmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Swamritam asmi.
Dravina gumsa varchasam.
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 Sumedha amrito kshitaha.
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 Iti trishankur vedanu vachanam.
Iti trishankur vedanu vachanam.
Iti trishankur vedanu vachanam.
Iti trishankur vedanu vachanam.
Trishankur vedanu vachanam.
Trishankur vedanu vachanam.
Trishankur vedanu vachanam.
Trishankur veda nuvachanam.
This nuvachanam is all short. Trishankur veda nuvachanam.
Trishankur veda nuvachanam.
Iti trishankur veda nuvachanam.
Iti trishankur veda nuvachanam.
Iti trishankur veda nuvachanam.
Iti trishankur veda nuvachanam.
Aham vrikshasya reriva.
Aham vrikshasya reriva.
Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Kirtif prishtam gireriva.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Swamritam asmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajiniva. Swamritam asmi.
Dravina gumsa varchasam.
Dravina gumsa varchasam.
Sumedha amrito kshitaha.
Sumedha amrito kshitaha.
Iti trishankur vedanu vachanam.
Iti trishankur vedanu vachanam.
Let's just see how we do it together.
Aham vrikshasya reiriva kirtiv krishtam gireiriva urdva pavitro vajiniva swamritam asmi dravina gumsa varchasam sumedha amrito kshitaha iti trisham kur vedanu vachanam aham vrikshasya reiriva kirtiv krishtam gireiriva Urdhva pavidro vajiniva swamitam asmi dravina gumsa varchasam sumedha amrito kshitaha iti trishankur vedanu vachanam aham vrikshasya reiriva kirtif krishtam gireiriva Urdhva pavidro vajiniva swamitam asmi dravina gumsa varchasam Sumedha amrito kshitaha iti trisham kur vedanu vachanam.
Okay, let's take a break.
Nice.